discorso proprio. Questi chiuso quasi io non dire di quello feedback, se fa questo perché
it's for me to be here. Baruch Hashem, my son was very matzliach in yeshiva here, and was and is yoinik so much from the Rosh Yeshiva and everyone. So I feel tremendous hakaras hatoyv to the makom, what it's done for him, what it's done for other talmidim, and it's a schus to be here, Baruch Hashem. Whenever I'm in town, not that often, I try to be part of the makom. The Rosh Yeshiva mentioned about Rabbi Yudel. I wasn't zeicher to see him. I came to the Mir in 1970. He was nifted in 65. In those years, five years seemed like forever. But I obviously heard a lot about him. And whatever I heard was enigmatic. I mean, the stories are extraordinary stories of tzidkus and Harbatzah's Torah and it's kahena v'kahena. But the reasons why and what he was trying to do are enigmatic. And as one of them I would like to try to shed a little bit of light on. And that is what was mentioned. He used to give money for people who came and said Chiddush HaTorah. Well, it was more than that. He used to be Toveah. He used to push people. You must come. You must tell me Chiddushim. And it didn't go easy. Sometimes he would just kind of pest you with shilas. Sometimes he'd begrudgingly accept it. Sometimes he would tell you that 20 years ago at your vart, you said it. Don't repeat it again to me now. Don't expect to be paid again. It was incredible stories like that. He also would push people who were natural lamdanim to go and fahezich on Gemara's Baal Peh. Reb Zelig Epstein told me that he got fahed on all of Baba Kama. He knew it. He also, obviously Bedafka, fahed on the Tosis of Pipara. That's a big, huge Tosis in Baba Kama that has, it's all Tyre, it's nothing to do with Baba Kama per se. And Reb Zelig protested and he said, this is not Baba Kama. So he said, I'll grant you that, but if Tosis printed in Baba Kama, we'll assume it's Baba Kama. And if I heard him on that also. But the majority was on Shtikach Torah. Why? I understand what you learn and you know, that's Torah. You know, it says Taisi, you know, it says Gemara, it says Rashi. Chidushim, I assume 1 in 100 said Chidushim that are worthy of perpetuating. Of all the mirrors, we have a handful of sfarim. Even Reb Michal Feinstein, they produced a tremendous amount of sfarim. So he was one, Reb Leib. It's hard to imagine that he really thought that everybody's Torah is so chashuv that we're going to print up everyone's and it's going to solve every nekud and shas. I don't think that's what he intended. So what was the point of it? I do know he said once that he's coming up in Shemayim with 240 shtikach Torah on, I don't remember, answering one kasha. That's his rensel. That's his baggage to Olam Haba. But what was the point of it? So that's the point I'm going to try to address. What is the advantage of pushing yourself to mechadish? Why? So I want to say over the Sif Sikoyen. There's a sefer on Chumash called Sif Sikoyen. It is written by somebody, it's a Mordecha Koyen. He was in the Chabura of the Arizal's Talmidim in Tzfas, part of that group, the Mabit and others. That's the Kufi lived in, that's who he was. And he wrote a Sefer on Chumash, it's put out by Moshe Cook, and the Shtikach are not Kabbalah, the Shtikach per se, they're Pirushim. And he says like this, when Bilam, all the brachas / klalos that he wanted to do, most of them deal with the physical aspects of Klal Yisrael. Erena Velata and so on. All of them deal with Klal Yisrael Beina Umos, being threatened by the Umos, surviving and so on. Matovu deals with Klal Yisrael and its Torah. And that's why there's a special Inyan to focus a little bit on it. So he says like this, Kinecholim Natoyu Kaganes, Hoyeroitze Levorchem Kinecholim, Shem Zeichem Yemoisak Shamim, Upois Moisak Hama. Kenya Hefzik Malson Shay Yisrael. So Chazal over here, Darshan this Pasik, they Darshan all the Psukim, what did Bilam want to do? May Ein Berchaisav, you saw what he wanted to be Mekalim. So over here, so he says it, the first line Chazal say, the rest of it is his own Hemshech. Hayeroitze Levorchem Kinecholim, Shem Zeichem Moisak Shamim, Upois Moisak Hama. A nachal is something, you go to anybody's Eretz Yisrael, that's where the tragedies happen, because a nachal is dry most of the year, and when the rain comes, it floods and so on. So you want to invert them as a nachal, so that it will be a hefsik. Omalei notoyu, shem ki nachal shein apoisik loylo. Kiganois, rotz levorchem, there should be like a gina, ashemayim ein lo. A gina in halacha, it's super sensitive to the lack of water, and they dry out very quickly, and therefore you wanted to give them a bracha like a gina. Omla kadosh baruch alei nohar. Ki aholim rotze levorchem, there should be like aholim shel v'seif reichom namar. Even though aholim is a spice and it has a very strong and very good scent, it's very quickly dries out. Omla alei nota Hashem shem hefze loylo. That's the four things that he wanted to do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mehafech it. I want to be mazel. This is what he says. This is what I'm quoting him. And it's similar. Chazal start this nekuda. They say it's like the Malchus that's not Nimshach, but his stalling avek, these four things, that's his own. I want to first of all explain a certain point. The word klala, the inyan of klala, Ramosh Shapiro used to say this very often, klala and bracha are definitions of sterility and productivity. Something that is oral is something that exists. It gives no payers. Bracha is something that something sprouts from it. So the nekuda of distinction between Orr and Baruch is not that an Orr doesn't have and a Baruch has. Orr means whatever he does, all he has is whatever he has. And a bracha means that something is productive, produces, reproduces, and multiplies. The first mitzvah in the Torah to Adam is purvu, because in animals the min is static, it is what it is, and it's, we look at the min as a min, so cows exist. The fact that you have this cow, that cow, and the other cow, those are details of what a cow is. So there's no bracha in cows or anything else. Bracha dug him in a very particular way because they need a specific reboot, but there's no real bracha. Adam is mizbarech, that he's moiled, each person is a different tzuras Adam. So from each person, you produce different tzuras that come out of the same tzura. That's bracha and that's tzuras Adam. The Klal Yisrael's olam of mitzvahs, of ruchnius, if we're to take it as it is, it's wonderful. But it's frozen. And it is what it is. So a person has a Shulchan Aruch, a person is Mekayim Shulchan Aruch, so that's he does it. There's only one direction it can go, and that Chas V'Shalom is become diminished. Because there's just X amount of halachas, even if you put on chumras, that's what it is, and that's all there is to it. And therefore, it can stay. And the only direction it can really go is Peter El Chas V'Shalom. The one koyach in Ruchnius that has in itself a koyach of ribui. In the olam of mitzvahs, there's no koyach of ribui because there's bal toisef. You can only do that, the X amount is frozen. But there is a nachal. There's a water that feeds the tree, and that water allows it to grow. In the olam of Torah, there is the ability to be able to be misrabe. The only chelik of Yiddishkeit that there is no bal toisef mitzad toichen, mitzad itzatz mitzias, is the chelik of Torah. In the chelik of mitzvahs, it has gvulas, and anything that has a gvul to it, by definition, requires to be, its gvulas must be fixed. It has to stay in a certain way. If a person enlarges a piece of paper, it's easier to read. At a certain point, enlarges it, it becomes harder to read. It doesn't add to it. In Torah, in the world of Das, ribui is shayach because it doesn't have gvulas to it. So, if the olam of mitzvahs, the netiyos of Klal Yisrael, sit on palgimayim, on das, then they grow also. The maisa, somebody, one of my mechutanim spoke with his rebbe once, Hanach Leibowitz, and he asked them, they were matzia to him a son-in-law, and they were meshabeach him that he's a big bal havana. And he asked them, is it a mailer? Tachlis, I'm not looking to fill in a certain spot in the yeshiva. I'm looking for a chassan. And if he does what's right and what's good, he's a bal chesed, he's a bal midas, he's a bal mitzvahs. So what's the mailer of it? And Rav Hanach told him, a bal havana, the quality of everything he does is different. It's a different quality to it. The olam ha-mitzvahs is not only nizbarich, more maisim, less maisim, more chalas on the table, less chalas on the table. The question is, what is the person's das and machshava? What's his kavana? What's his tfisa? What's his understanding of it? That's the chelik of Torah, that how Torah is mevarech the world of mitzvahs. In Torah itself, you also have that chalukah. There's the chelik, we have, the Rambam says, puts down very clearly that in Hilchos Talmud Torah, there's two chalakim. The Mishnah lists three things, Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. So the Rambam is mechalik very clearly between the first two and the last one. Mikra and Mishnah has a gvul. A person has to learn it till he knows it, and then he has to chazer it, not to forget it. Because Mikra and Mishnah are both fixed in Yonim. The Mikra is what we have in Sefer Torah, in Sipri Nevi'im. Mishnah is the halachas psukis of Torah Shebaal Peh. For us, the Gemara could also be called Mishnah. It is what we have. Gemara is the person's trying to understand. He's trying to be Meshach Havana from it and understanding it. That is Be'etzem no Gvul. The first two has a Gvul, because once a person knows it, the only issue is not to forget it. There's no real... The Chiyuv is not to keep learning it. The Chiyuv is to keeping Misamik. Matanya says it means both, Sayin in Halach in the Kinyanim and Sayin in Nagarat in Kinyanim. The Oymek Shavoi, which means the person's being misamik in it, is something that is the Kiyum of Gemara. So in Torah itself, the Chelik that we call Chiddush means if it's something that yesterday I didn't have it and today I have it, that means that the waters were living waters. I drew something. It's emotion. It's not static. It's not the words that I have frozen, and that's what I live with. I'm something. It's a dynamic process. I'm so to speak guessing, but I would like to project, and I think it is It certainly has in itself an emes, a historical emes. There were prestigious kehillas in Europe, and shomer Torah mitzvahs, and it dried out and kaloy. A dor after the Behuda had a rabbanis latifara. A dor or two afterwards, it wasn't possible to. Some sefer said it's mesubkani if you can get a glass of kosher water in Prague. What happened? People would learn. You hear all about the pentes v'chulu v'chulu. What happened? And I think there was an understanding, and he was omer on it. If Torah can be quantified and packaged, and this is what Torah is, what you know flat, then chas v'shalom, it's lacking the qualities of the kenecholim and the keholim, all these inyanim over here. That's what Bilam said. Bilam was a very deep person, and he understood you don't need to attack Klal Yisrael front on and try to dislodge what's there. All you need to do is dry out the roots. It'll fall apart some point. Patience. This is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mehafich, the Klal Bracha, but that everything that he tried to be mafsik and to dry out, then he gave it. The Eibishter put in his words, in his mouth, the words that it's something chai and something mamshich. I believe that his kavana was chidushim forces a person to push. It takes a person out of the mode of getting it down, memorizing it, having it, packaging it, and storing it. That's it. With that, it's over with. You know, the after Vasavta Ganecha is a long winter. That's that type of mentality. What I think he was oimid, what made the Mir and the Olam HaYeshivas B'Chalusa a makom that was poreach, a makom that was able to reinvigorate the world of Gemara Torah. The Olam, I think we have short memories. 70 years ago, the world was shomim, and it's from these, from the Mir and the Mesunef, Mitzurif to the Mir, that it sprouted again. And the koyach was, if people have in themselves a mayon where things flow, then their learning flows, and the ruchnistic world flows. You can make, and that's why when you speak about there are certain chogim in Klal Yisrael that their avodas Hashem seems to be making gedarim and being and fortifying the walls b'chulu b'chulu. It's always necessary, but going through history, fortifying walls never ever saved a country. If there was no dynamic ability to push, it was a question of time till the walls caved in. The koyach of Torah versus Olam HaMitzvahs and the koyach of Chidushe Torah is something that pushes people to understand that they can never, they always must tap into Torah they have into a world of ischachos, into another knaj and another knaj. It wasn't the Chidushim Basher Husham, I think, that Hashem. It was the etzem pushing people, because once a person opens up in himself the tam of havana and the tam of chidush and ischachos, then it always has a chance of blossoming. So the person's Torah blossoms, and the person's ruchnistic world blossoms. As long, and the last one it says is remarkable. He says over here, an eres is very strong. But if it's not Amalek Kloima Kairozim, Arozim are very powerful. They're the symbol of something very strong. But it's Engizu Machlif. Once it's chopped down, chopped down. Lazel Malay Mayim Shem Yeshova Meiriach HaMayim Yachzu Yafriach. You see, people who've Chas V'Shalom have been broken in some darga, if they had themselves a Reach of Mayim, something that has a chiyus tit and something that has that koyach, there's a refuah of it. So I guess even if nobody here is like Bayim, obviously, and myself included, but I think every single Mokum Torah in the world is a pri of his uftu. And being misbayne in a minute on his yahrzeit, that the reason to push people for chidushim is to push that specific nekuda, that a person understands that the aholim and the arazim and all the wonderful things are on top of the surface. They all are don't have kiyum unless there's a constant flow of water, unless there's a constant dynamic flow that's mischadish tader and tamid. And the koyach of hamaka and iyun and misboinus, that's the koyach, the Bez Hashem, that will keep feeding those naharas and that is chachos.
Copy of it.
Sure. Wait.